Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, December 2nd, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Chicago has just broken its all-time single-week gross record for the week ending December 1st, coinciding with the long Thanksgiving weekend. The longest-running American musical in Broadway history took in exactly $901,498.95. Buoyed not only by tourists looking for a tried-and-true product, but also a spark of curiosity with Latin music star Sebastian Yatra having begun performances on November 25th as Billy Flynn in his Broadway debut. Yatra is in the cast through December 22nd. Chicago also notably performed on Thanksgiving Day, which they have done in the past. It was the only Broadway show to perform this year on Turkey Day. That single performance was the highest-grossing Thanksgiving performance in the show's history. Chicago continues its run at the Ambassador Theater. The full grosses for the week ending December 1st will be published tomorrow. And finally today, friends and family of the late Gavin Creel held a memorial celebration this afternoon at the St. James Theater, where Creel made his final Broadway appearance in 2022's Into the Woods. The two-hour event was also live-streamed for free on the MCC Theater and official London Theater YouTube channels. It is not available for on-demand viewing. Creel, a Tony-winning actor and beloved figure in the New York theater community, died at just 48 years old on September 30th from metastatic melanotic peripheral nerve sheath sarcoma, a rare and aggressive form of cancer. Performances and stories were shared from Sarah Bareilles, Celia Keenan-Bolger, Melody Racine, Professor Emerita of Musical Theater at Creel's alma mater, the University of Michigan, Creel's sisters, Heather and Allison, the Broadway Inspirational Voices, and Creel's castmates from the 2009 revival of Hair, among others. Creel will also be honored tomorrow night with a light dimming, as each Broadway marquee will go dark for exactly 1 minute at 6:45 p.m. Eastern in his memory. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.